long time ago when I was doing this show in 1970s. My friend's dad had a radio program. He was a musician and he had a radio show. So he asked me to come and talk about the exhibition I was in. So I brought him slides. You know, my slides, because in those days we had slides. And I projected my slides on the wall. And he said, "Oh, that's nice. You know, you're projecting slides on a radio show." But I really liked the idea of showing slides on the radio, you know? So, I mean, I would like to do something visual today. I don't know, Sound of Shaking Hands, or...
Yeah, we could do some stuff like that. Yeah.
Frankly, with the exception of the one piece, Daily Mask, which is one of the other, it's a film actually that's in the show. It was a 60mm film we shot, and that is the only piece I think I've actually consciously approached the issue of being black and a woman. Otherwise, I don't really think about it all that much. The world makes me think about it, but I personally, walking around moment to moment, I'm not constantly thinking, I'm a black woman who needs to comment on the fact that I'm a black woman. I just walk around. That's actually what Daily Mask is about. It's about waking up, just waking up, trying to get yourself together as a human being on the planet, and then being confronted every which way you turn by the fact that, you know, you're this gender, you're this race, you're this, you know, we have these expectations of you because of all of those things. But, you know, frankly, when we're born, we don't ask to be born, I don't think. We don't ask for those parents. We have absolutely no control over how we get here and no control, really, of how we leave here. And in between, we're creating so much disaster because of a beginning point and an end point of which we have no control over. I think that identity is something somebody else lays on you. You can accept the identity that others have laid on you, or you can just go about your business and do whatever it is you want to do. But the problem is, most of the time, what society, in the form of several other people, have laid on you is what you adopt, and it's what you call yourself. But theoretically, you don't have to do that. And the thing about being an artist is there's all kinds of ideas to be expressed. There's all kinds of histories to be expressed. There's literal history to be expressed. Because I am a black woman, because I was born to black parents, and it turned out, you know, I have certain chromosomes and I'm a woman, that little nature thing that happened that brought me here, that finds me here now speaking to you, why should that be necessarily the subject of what I do? I actually feel that I do not want to linger any longer on that conversation.
Performance piece that you're doing, Women's Work. How has that piece evolved? Because I saw that you've performed it several times.
You know, every time it's different. Every time I try to engage the audience in a different kind of way. And every time there are different people involved as the personnel in it. And every time you put a different person in it, there's a different response. Like the first time, the very, very first time I did it, it was in Paris. And the personnel that I used were the women who were curatorial assistants and curators at the museum. They were there and available, and they agreed, you know. So I taught them how to do what it is, the piece, and we rehearsed it, and then we did it. And then I had a friend in the audience who came up to me afterwards and said, "Well, you know, since you're black and you were teaching all those white women how to do this thing, was it about slavery, or was it about coming to into your own, or was it about? And I never thought about that. I didn't think about that for a minute. And then I realized that personnel counts. You know, who is doing it sends a message. Whether it's a message I had intended or not, it doesn't matter. Who's doing it is part of it. So finding out that, and then, you know, the way I've done it from then on has been affected by that comment.
Could you actually describe with women's work what you're actually doing for that performance piece?
Oh, do you have a piece of newspaper? Oh, wait, there's a piece of paper here. Is this an important piece of paper?
Let me see.
I'm handing her a piece of paper.
This one has a coffee stain on it, so could we take this one?
We'll take the coffee stain one. All right, so now on air, I am demonstrating what we do in women's work. I tore paper. I twisted paper so it became more like a line of fiber or a thread. I knotted together several lengths of the paper, and eventually it will end in something special for the audience. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's called Women's Work because initially, back in 2006 in Paris, it was women's work. But as I've done this piece over and over again, it's now becoming everybody's work.
Thank you so much for coming in. I know time is short.
Thank
you so much.
This person can even have their piece of paper back, actually.